You are listening to a podcast of the Geek.io Media Network. For all of our shows and more, visit geek-io.net. And to help support the network, head over to patreon.com/geek.io.
Welcome to the Monopool, the Geek.io live play role-playing podcast. We're our storytelling game master. May or may not let us live another week.
Hello and welcome, friends, back to the Manipool, your lively role-playing podcast from the Geek.io Network. I'm not sure why I mixed those up, but oh well. I am CJ, Touch All Things Boat. Joining me, as always, are Felix, I'm going to smack you if you touch the things.
No, I won't.
Carrie, just don't touch the things.
Hello.
Fragul, I want to watch him touch the things and touch them.
Hello.
Dale, I touched the things and now I make sparkles out of them.
I don't have garlic bread this episode and it makes me sad.
Rachel, I touched the things, now I hate them.
I must murderize them.
And the things themselves, Josh.
Hey.
Last time we got out of the hellscape, that is Lament. Thankfully.
Yeah, it's not a nice place to visit, and you wouldn't want to live there.
No, though property value would be real well.
Right.
I don't think we could live there.
I don't know.
We could get water from the ocean.
Yeah.
Light is life energy on this planet. You spend enough time there, you will probably just keel over, even if your physical needs are met.
Maslow's hierarchy of needs is one more in this world.
Isn't that IRL anyway? Eventually you'll keel over even if your life things are met.
Life things.
God damn it.
No title.
life things.
But yeah, that was it. And then Sylvia had a brush of genius and said, hey, that cavern wasn't there. There's a cavern there that's not on this map, but it should be. Let's go there. And we're all like, we don't have anything else better to do, so we're going to go there.
Sylvia was useful. Woohoo!
Indeed.
Right. And that's where I let Josh take over.
Because that's the thing that I do here.
Yeah.
All right. You guys start heading towards that particular cavern marked on the map.
Yes.
Outside of that, it's a beach. Sand is crunching underneath your feet. There's seashells, crabs, a couple of fish wash up on shore.
Attack a sweeper for massive damage.
I find a particularly pretty shell and offer it to Ellie.
Kind of like hesitantly looks at it and looks at you and looks at the shell and looks at you and very gently takes it and pulls it back under the hood.
It's pretty, isn't it?
It's nice.
I thought you would like it.
We're going to have a shell of a good time here. I can just tell right now.
No, let's not let all these puns wash up on the shoreline.
All right. We'll clam up.
That was a character.
But yeah, you guys head towards that cavern. You don't really have any problems getting there. You're on a deserted beach, beneath a absolute monstrosity of a hellscape of a place nobody goes to. So understandably, nobody has really established any sort of encampments or anything around here because nobody wants to be close to that place.
Fair enough.
Man, real estate must be cheap here. Do you think it'd be some good situations here?
I don't think anyone would fight you over building a house out here.
I'm not sure why you would want to.
I mean, you're outside of the Lament. At this point, it would just be free beachside real estate.
Welcome to Manipool Realtor.
Realtor gates.
Side real estate. You've got all of the brigands and marauders that come through trying to find artifacts they can use as weapons.
Okay.
You've got the orbors that come through here.
I was about to say something and then I realized neither of my characters were there for the orbors.
Orbor, is that that thing that I chopped up?
Yes. Would you like one of those burrowing up through your house?
To be fair, that's kind of a fear anywhere, though. Especially in a new settlement.
A new settlement, yes. Unless you've got people to put up, some kind of protection against it.
I mean, that's fair, but... I mean, that's kind of a fear that anybody would have to worry about when, if they're just a small group trying to set up a new home.
Mostly in areas like this where there's not a whole lot of established civilizations, like, being close to Tolvera or anything like that, your primary concern is the own tribes. Because if you set yourself up a nice little farm that's outside of the Lament so things will actually grow there and it starts doing well, next thing you know, those are nice vegetables. They're mine now. And you try talking down the 9-foot-tall man who can bench press both of your cows with one hand.
I mean, voice of the stars, I'm guessing? I mean, I'm not disagreeing with that. I'm just saying. Is it weird? Did anybody else hear that voice? Or was it
just... No, I hear the waves. Was it the waves talking?
The ocean says hello.
We should wave at it. It's waving at us.
Hi, ocean. Sadie, wave to the ocean.
Thank you, Raul. Akita
actively looks at the staff. Huh. Tap, tap.
Crunch, crunch.
Well, at least it's working.
So where
you guys have a nice big cavern up ahead of you. It's a pretty good size. I mean, none of you are really going to have any problems getting into it, including Remy.
Wow, must be big.
Wow.
How tall is this thing?
Wow.
You're muted, Felix.
Is it like full to the brim with butter, or is there like a stone walkway in it?
It's difficult to really tell from the outset. There's a bit of water like spiking up into that area, but there's nothing there right now. Your best guess is there was probably a tributary or something like that was cut off by the creation of the Lament that caused this to exist. At least as near as you can figure. That's the only thing that makes much geographical sense. So you guys can walk into it. It'll be a little damp at first, but...
How's the light situation in there?
I mean, what little bit filters in from the crack above?
Hold on, you guys. He taps the staff on the ground. Lumos! 40!
Ow. Look, you're trying to cast light, not solar flare.
Ow, my eyes.
Oh, sorry.
Belfry, I kind of covers her eyes with her hand for a second.
Ghoul's just like, he's got his hands in front of himself. He's just like, hello?
Sorry, must be feedback from the Lament.
You can see the light.
How, like, after you come home from a concert and you're screaming at each other because you can't hear.
Exactly. And then eventually it starts to pipe down, and it does pipe down to the 6 that he can cast that at.
There you go.
Oh, so I am legitimately sorry about that. It must have been some energy feedback from being in the Lament for that time.
Wow. But we can say now.
Wow.
Exciting.
Wow.
Calibras, help. Where are you? I need something to grab onto.
30 feet of light.
I'm right here.
Okay, I just grabbed Calibras' arm.
30 feet of light focused on his staff.
What does the cavern look like now that it's lit up?
pretty rocky.
Can I see anything like in the surface of the rock, or does it look completely natural?
It looks pretty natural. I mean, as far as you can see, it goes in a pretty good ways, you know, outside of the 30-foot radius you guys are currently illuminating. So the only way you're really going to know for sure is by delving in a little deeper.
I'm sorry. Can we hit pause?
I broke Dale.
Out of character. Can we dissect what happened here? CJ made a Rocky reference, and I love him for it. All right, moving on.
Thank you, Dale. I love you too. Don't. I blinded myself.
All right, let's see. Led by the light.
Wrapped up like a douche, another runner in the night.
Wow, for good. Wow.
As I'm walking through the cave, am I noticing anything that I might have stumbled across in any of my readings? Probably not.
Jokudo is going to kind of look at Ellie and...
You really fucked everyone's eyes up.
I swear we're not all taking disadvantage. I swear. This is all.
I got a 24.
I didn't see that because everyone's been rolling so much it's scrolled up. But
okay. Yeah, 24 for.
Okay, well, Calabras makes sense. He was wearing armor, filtered it.
Fagul got 23.
That's still pretty good.
No, he filtered out the light blast.
Yeah, so he's saying your visor filtered out the worst of the glare.
Yeah.
And Fragul's a bear, so light doesn't really affect him. That's
not how bears work.
And episode title.
That's not how bears work.
Are the kids wanting to go in?
They're staying right beside you guys.
Okay. As I was going to say, because Jokudo could wait until, you know, because I can link telepathy to whomever would like that to and stay outside if that's something that needed to be done just to be on the safe side.
No, at present time, they give off that kind of feeling of they'd rather be with you guys than alone.
That's fair.
Safety in numbers and everything.
Word.
I'm still holding Ellie's hand.
So you guys start digging in a little deeper into the cavern. And it does, you know, start getting to the point where all the light you have is what Akira is giving off with his staff, because it, you know, makes a few twists and turns and you lose the natural light coming in through the entrance. But after the few twists and turns and a little bit of narrowing, it starts to open back up and the rock around you is looking a little more worked.
So rock around is tricky.
Any particular features or just generic stonework for now?
Just generic stonework for the moment, more structural than anything.
Can Sylvia see if that rock looks familiar?
I mean, it looks like the same rock as you've been walking past. It's just obviously had something done to it to fortify it, basically, make it less likely to suffer from things like cave-ins and whatnot. Mm. It went from being, you know, standard rock surface of a regular cavern to looking more like someone made stone versions of the kind of support beams you see in like a mining setup.
Ah, gotcha.
Does it look old or can we not tell?
I mean, you can try. It's rock.
Well, like sometimes you can tell if like something has just been cut into versus if it's been sitting around for a while.
Yeah, no. If you get up close and inspect it, the edges are pretty well weather worn.
Jokudo rolling a 29 for learning to see if like any kind of like a era or any kind of like anything stands out from anything that he would have studied or anything like that.
The the style of construction matches a lot of Enlightenment era stonework. So it's they look like, you know, hey, I've seen these kind of supports in ruins I've been in.
Yeah, that was more so what I was trying to get at. It was just, you know, obviously, you know, making it unless somebody signed something somewhere, just kind of a, you know, this had I would have to have seen this somewhere.
Yeah, there's no old writing chiseled into the column. Vask was here.
Vask was here. XOXO.
Brooks was here.
Jokido pipes up. Well, the good news is that this definitely is Enlightenment era or nearby to that excavation patterns.
Hmm.
So it seems like we're heading in the right direction.
It is better than the directions that we were heading before.
Let's head on. Let's keep going.
Keep going.
Yeah, he casts a very slight look over to Sadie. How's she holding up?
She appears to be lost in her own little world. So I'm guessing okay.
I'm guessing good.
Josh, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to take point, and I'm going to draw my spear. Just in case.
Yep. You are right up there at the front with the spear of Irion.
Mm-hmm.
Because the spear is always on point.
Ah.
On fleek, fam.
I'm gonna get right next to him and make like a little phalanx formation, sort of.
Okay. Ah, the spear of Irion sees you are practiced and learned. This is most welcome.
Love how the spear refers to himself in the third person.
Also, you're right up there with your favorite person in the world, so you can actually see where you're going.
I mean, nah.
I mean,
it's almost not worth it.
But yeah, you guys continue traveling inward. Eventually, you do get to a point where you're starting to look at branching paths.
Do any of them look bigger than the others?
They are three different sizes.
Wait. Okay. I thought you said two paths. I was about
no,
to say
said a branching path.
A branch of paths. Okay. I thought you said
it forks up.
Okay.
Do any of my notes on the boat make any reference to the vessel's size?
Nothing. I mean, most conjecture is that it was probably of a decent size because
seaworthy
vessel. It's not going to be a little fishing boat or anything like that.
It ain't going to be a dinghy.
Yeah.
Wait, are we going one night Willy this boat out of here?
Yeah. If the boat's in here, how are we going to get it out? It's a good point.
Oh. Yeah.
That's a concern I had earlier.
Well, let's find it first, because when we find it, we may find the mechanism that was designed to launch it.
Shall we go down the first path, or?
I can see.
Given that this was supposed to be in... Sorry, go ahead.
No, go on. I'm still thinking out loud.
Given that this was supposed to be an ocean-worthy vessel, I'm going to guess that the largest path would have the most likelihood of bearing fruit. But also, is there anything, like, marked on the walls that might guide our decision or any particular... That's a 35.
Oh, that's a 35!
There's a sign of a boat, and then it has an arrow.
Wow. Valfrey becoming the learners of the bunch.
You have a look at the support columns along the branching paths. And in the rightmost path, even though it's going to look left coming off the camera,
visual bits on an audio podcast.
Faded visual jokes on an audio podcast. You find some very fainted engraving work.
Ooh.
It's pretty worn. There's a bit of, like, you know, lichen and whatnot growing on it that almost made it look like it wasn't even there, but you just happen to catch it just right from the light coming off of Akira's staff.
Once
you get it cleared away, you can start, you know, deciphering it a little bit.
I am also going to take a rubbing of it.
Boat this way.
a personal question for in-game mechanics. Does anybody have any score, a 4, 5, or 6 in prescience?
I'm going to go ahead and say no, but I'm going to check.
I have a 3.
Oh, I have 2.
Never mind. I was going to try to do a chain summon creature and true sight. Or seeing, rather. To send a minion down that way and make sure that you can load them in the way. However...
What were you looking for?
Seeing. I was going to see if anybody had a 4, 5, or 6 in prescience.
Lisa has got a 4.
Akira's going to pipe up, goes, so question before we go diving into the tunnel that it's going to be harder to get out of. We've made it so far so good, but if we're aiming for a thing which all 4 Enlightened Ones were working on, I doubt they're going to just let it go to anybody who is wanting to go there. And I know, this is weird coming from me. However, maybe we should possibly think of sending a friend who can't die when they're exploded down that path before we do.
So we kind of looks around. And where do you suggest we get such a friend?
Delfrey is actually thinking that he's referring to Atmik, and so she's looking at Lasai like, did he just suggest what I think he suggested?
She's got a slightly raised... Damn.
Jesus!
That's a 38 on summon creature.
Creature's buff.
Damn, job for me.
So he goes, wait, hold on. He actually honestly starts focusing, and out of the light... comes a step out of the light of his staff, steps a woman's figure, a woman of light.
Oh, sorry, I don't know why I went off.
And just being a pure light energy, and he goes, if anybody knows, I personally can't see through her eyes, but if anybody here has anything that they can do for dear Angelica to be able to look through her eyes, we can get some information fed back to us for free. Because Angelica here, she's good for doing with whatever I want her to do.
Oh,
Jesus!
What the hell?
God damn, Lasai!
Lasai, where have you been, girl?
My record's been topped.
You guys need to look. She rolled a 66 on her d20 and then a 6 on her d10. Her roll was 666.
All right, we're scrapping this session right now before anybody dies. Right?
You can support everything you can at patreon.com/geekio.
So, hey, Josh. It's at max that I can cast it at, right? You're not going to give me any kind of weirdness for being able to cast it at level 9.
I mean, you can make more than one if you want at that point.
Sure. So it's seeing with that score can be there too. Yeah, I'm going to cast. I'm going to cast 2 of them if you'll let me do it at 6.
Oh, 72.
Yeah, so once you create the light clones.
Yes.
Lisae's eyes light up a bright red, and the illusions do as well, basically.
Cool. So he goes, Angelica, go down that one that we're looking at right now, and Ariel, go down the right one. No. So we're going down the left one, right? Is the one that Phil Freya said that looks like it's...
Yes.
The right one is the one where I found the engravings, which I am currently working on deciphering. So,
Ariel, or Angelica, you go down this one. Ariel, go down the left one.
All right, they will begin making their way down those paths.
And I'm going to start rolling some. I don't think I have access to their character sheets.
Do you want a further roll for the for deciphering the engravings?
You do enough work with Enlightenment era material that you've got a pretty decent hang of the dialect that was used at that time. It's just taking a little bit of time to decipher because it's such a worn engraving. You've got to really make sure you're getting the little swooshies and such just right.
Plus, also, it's dimmed light. It's not natural light, so there's
She's probably doing it right inside the light of Akira's staff, which is a 30-foot radius, so it covers a pretty good distance.
Akira, light!
I'm working on it!
That was out of character.
Doing what you asked me to do, which is not actively touch something!
And that's a Fifth Element reference, which is a movie we love.
Exactly. That was not Belfreya barking orders at you. That was me referencing the Fifth Element.
Wow, so much range on the Maniple today.
All right. So,
in reality, it was probably, "Hey, Akira, can I see a little bit of that, please?"
And after he kind of shakes his head, getting, "Whew, all right, And he points the thing out there. He goes, "Whew." He has to take some. He has to take some time to actually concentrate on things. So 14 on the one going to the left, 18 on the one going down the tunnel that we're currently looking at right now.
Okay, so it takes a little bit of time. I'm sure they have average 30-foot movement scores.
Yep.
I'm sure they are just moving as fast as they can since
their directions are just move and look.
Yeah. And you notice Lisei's head kind of pivoting around, basically directing their gaze.
Yeah.
This is really strange to do in duo.
Yes, not easy holding them and the light either. So, oh boy. he goes, "Girls, if we could pick up the pace a little bit."
All right, can someone
I don't want to.
Can someone steady Lisei and someone steady Akira, please, so they don't fall over? My hands are both kind of full right now.
I'll go steady Akira too. Yeah.
No, you won't.
Do I got the spear? Do I have the spear?
I'll steady him if you know what I mean.
If I get the spear, I'm absolutely snuggling into his armor. My hero!
You fan fiction in 3, 2, 1.
Anyways. So the... Once you get the engraving translated, it lines up pretty well with the intel the creatures are feeding back to Lisei through the seeing. Because once they get down to the very end of those particular paths, both of them report back to, her eyes that there are doors there.
Okay.
Basically, what you are getting from the engraving is it's kind of like one of those placards you see posted in complexes that tell you what is in particular directions.
Okay.
And basically your directions are the quote unquote smallest path to the left is personnel.
Mm-hmm.
The mid-sized path down the center, the translation is kind of rough, but basically breaks down to being service.
Okay. Like,
and the large corridor that you found the engraving on is labeled materials.
Okay. So we have personnel, service, supposedly, and materials. And she points to each one of the tunnels in turn. I'm guessing service implies maintenance, but that part of the engraving is a little worn, so it's hard to tell for sure.
I mean, I could look down these two, and
those get to doors. They can't really go any farther than that because I don't think they have the capacity to manipulate anything.
No, I mean, they are definitely physical beings.
Oh.
So I can have them touch anything that I wanted them to.
Oh.
Hey.
Don't touch the penis.
And now we know why they're lady shaped.
The first one that I showed off was carbuncle-ish.
And now we know why they're lady-shaped.
But yeah, they are limited in intelligence, so basically they just listen. They do have agility, energy, and perception scores. So,
okay. Well, you can go ahead and have them make perception scores on the door.
All right.
Perception scores on the doors.
First one is going to be the one on the left, the
personnel route.
Personnel, 12.
Okay.
And the other one is going to be materials. And that is a 48.
Damn.
Wow, okay.
Okay.
Well, these are certainly interesting rolls today.
Double exploding dice on the freaking summons.
Yes.
Savoth's summon spirit lives on.
Say, did we find Savoth's girlfriend?
Friends.
Apparently.
So the personnel path can't seem to find any way to access the door, basically. Like, it's very clearly a door, but it's like a flat slate.
Damn, it would have been some neat information back there.
I mean, I could still try and have her smash in the door.
The materials path is giving back a lot more information. They got really up close, examined, practically got all up in the door's business. The door's feeling a little bit violated.
Oh god,
it's the man, it's the Tomb of Horrors again. The door's feeling things.
Oh no.
And Lisae starts relaying a little information back to you guys. The materials corridor is very securely sealed.
More so than a typical vault containing wood, stone, and lumber would be.
Well, if it was those four working on a project, I doubt they were working with run-of-the-mill oak and stone.
I mean, Vosk, maybe. He was a little eccentric, but...
Yes, but we're not talking about the embellishments and figurehead, dear.
True.
Akira goes, so if we want, I can try and have them, especially Ariel down on the personnel side. I mean, I could try having her ram into the door a couple of times, and if that doesn't work, come back.
Well, I suppose there's nothing to really lose there, so if you're feeling willing.
Whispers into his staff, and my troll for Ariel, 13.
Hit it hard, baby. Hit it real hard.
Ow.
Bonk. It's a door.
A few seconds later, we hear the echo coming back from down the hallway.
And this is going to be a fun one, since she rolled real great the last time. All right, let's see what happens when I try and ram into the materials door.
11.
11.
All right, I'm going to tell them both to come back and literally touch everything that they can on the way up back. Because they were taking their time and trying not to explode on the way back. No, I want them to touch everything that they possibly can reach on the way back. And Akira lets that out. He goes, I'm going to try, if there's any traps between here and there, I'm going to try and have these two set those off. So let's keep an eye in case something explodes.
Pan over to one of them just rolling down the hallway.
Smash cut.
Naruto running.
It's like sadness, just one hand out.
Yep, exactly.
Take me,
walls, take me.
Waiting for any kind of explosions to happen.
We lost contact with one of them, dear.
Which one? You could just call them materials and personnel for all I care.
Materials.
Of course it was.
Oh, so, hey.
It's Saturday.
So, well, all right, I have to ask this because they have 6 hit points each.
Lasai, did you happen to see what interrupted the contact?
There was a very bright burst.
Hmm. I won't try and sense it. With a 9.
9?
9.
I want to try and sense it. 9.
Too far away, I'm guessing.
Yeah. Like, you barely get the echoes of the pfft. But yeah, it something destroyed it.
Huh. Well, that's fun.
Do you want to send... Yeah,
something definitely destroy it.
The other one comes back, I'm guessing, unharmed?
Yeah.
You want to send her down there and set off anything else?
Yeah. Ariel, darling, go and touch everything.
All right. I'm going to try this. This isn't going to work. Pre-science.
24 on pre-science.
24 on pre-science.
The pre-science is good science.
Yay! Can it be post-science now?
Also, I never realized that it is actually pre-science.
Did you not notice that? I looked at
I
that
never noticed time. That. Now I'm never going to be able to look at that Nazi pre-science.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah, you actually can feel the point where the summon runs into something and there's basically a disruptive burst.
So
we know we should throw the teddy bear down there at that point.
The other one gets exploded too?
Yeah, it poofs.
Huh. Whew, that is a weird feeling.
You weren't the one seeing through their eyes, dear.
It fed back through me. Thank you, though. He looks at Lasai and goes, thank you, Lady Lasai. I appreciate that. It's not a skill that I've been able to master yet.
Happy to be of assistance.
Was it the same place both times?
No.
Good.
Huh. Mm. So there's a good
thing. That's not good.
And I refer and I resort back. Well, there's a good thing and a bad thing. They both exploded, but two different places. So I may have disarmed two of the traps, but I can't guarantee that there's anything more. And I mean, we could do this again. We could do this all day, but we're not getting any further to what's actually in that door.
Plus go on.
Would you be able to take us close to the point where the first one blew without blowing us too?
Yeah. I mean, I would have been able to tell exactly where they poofed.
But it seemed like it was a random poof.
Was it a random poop or was it a distinct click boom?
Well,
it was pretty distinct.
Okay.
So yeah, I both myself and Lady Lasai would know exactly where they poofed. Myself because I felt it, and she because she saw it. And I'm so sorry for that. I don't like normally having them die.
Why don't we go to where the first one got destroyed and see what we can find? If we can find a particular tripping point, I can just get us around it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, but that's not to say that there's not more points. And frankly, well, I guess we've got enough cannon fodder that we can go try.
Well, if we know what to look for, we know what to avoid.
Precisely.
Very true.
Spiravirion, my friend, you seem to be the hardiest all of us, whispers in her breath, and also most expendable.
Also most expendable.
friend, Spiravirion, my friends died in that hallway. Can you make sure that we do not die in that hallway?
The Spiravirion will gladly take point for his comrades.
I knew you would, my friend. And he pats him on the back, and just for the hell of it, what's his primary attack stat?
Agility.
He has an advantage too on agility rolls.
Delightful.
Cue fan fiction in 3, 2.
Because I am not trusting this after having two of my things explode.
All right. Well, you guys will start sending the Spiravirion down the corridor. Is anybody following directly behind him or at a safe distance?
I'm following behind him.
Safe distance.
I'm going to follow behind him.
I am definitely at a safe distance.
This is the one that Valfreya was found the etchings, right?
Yes.
Yeah, you're heading down the materials corridor.
Okay.
I'm going to be sort of like mid-tier, like not extremely far back, close enough up that I can see stuff, but far enough away that I'm trusting the melee people to do their thing.
I'm going
to
be behind Valfraya.
Friend Spear of Arion, can you see in the dark?
I cannot.
Okay, then I will be with you.
Joy. Casting random lights, sure.
So, I mean, if we're in a, it'd probably be Spear, Calabras, Akira, and then Valfraya.
A couple of feet, then Valfraya.
Sylvia.
Fragul.
I'm actually gonna squeeze Ellie's hand and send her back to Caleb and tell them to go join Papa Jokiro.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, Jokiro goes, I am going to actually make sure that nothing follows you down to be on the safe side. And I'm going to try and cast telepathy.
I'm going to stay at the very rear with Jokiro because, well, he can keep control of me if something bad happens. And if something bad is there, I can punch it.
Sylvia's having a brave day.
There we go. 21.
Okay.
So that is telepathy at, that is what? 10 plus that. So at 6, that would be, so I'd be able to cast it at 5. So I can communicate with telepathy with a single creature of humanoid intelligence.
Okay.
I'm going to cast it on Valfraya.
good.
Well, I go, well, before that, I'm not going to force myself. He goes, so I want to open my mind with somebody else to communicate back and forth between the two of us. Who wishes to take this on? He looks at Sylvia.
Wait, what? Huh? I thought you were talking to Valfraya.
He's asking for permission because he is not going to force his
mind. Oh, okay. No, that's all right. Yeah, go ahead. She's probably going to be better at this than me, so you're best probably investing in her than little old me.
How open is the communication, she asks?
It is just what we are doing right now, talking back and forth. I cannot see into your mind. You cannot see into mine. It is just another form of communication, dear.
She looks distinctly uncomfortable, but she's...
I will not go without anybody's consent, because even that is an invasion. That's the reason why I looked at my daughter first.
Yes, it's not. It's got nothing to do with the mind. It's more all about communication.
As long as those doors remain closed,
they will not open without your permission.
All right. And she just kind of like, she's visibly steeling herself right now.
Are you in there, dear? Can you hear me?
Yes. Oh, this is weird.
I will make sure that the babies are taken care of. And plus, we have Sadie here who, as you saw, can take care of herself. So we are well guarded up here. If you need us, let us know.
Yes. Thank you. She's trying very hard to be okay with this, and she's not sure if she's succeeding or not.
You hear the chuckle.
You can tell that it's nothing personal against you. It's influence powers as a whole that she's like.
It's a different feeling.
Give her the heebie-jeebies.
That does feed too, by the way, dear. I understand. It's weird for everybody their first time.
Heading down the corridor in your proto marching order. Is Jokiro and company staying completely out, or are they just following at the very back?
I can. What's the range on this? Is there a range on this?
There doesn't seem to be.
Doesn't anyway. Look like it. Cool. They'll stay back at the opening. Because he doesn't want to be too far ahead in case he has to send Sadie running into a rage down that way or vice versa. Mm-hmm. So yeah, they're gonna remain at that opening unless the kids want to go outside.
Yeah, you actually notice Caleb starts walking forward with the rest of the group.
Caleb, dear, do you want to go with them or do you want to stay here?
What? They might need something broken. It's about the only thing I'm good for.
I mean, that is fair, but we do have that taken care of already down there between Fragul and Calabras.
That's... That's cute, Mr. Joker. That's cute.
I'd bow. What a dick of a kid.
Anyway. You don't know the half of it. Hello, it's me.
Get out of my head. Valfreya, this is what it's like. Run, we can.
Let's see here.
He looks at him and goes, I'm not going to stop you, buddy, but I think we may be suited better up here to make sure that anything that needs smashing does not come down that way with their backs to it. And just look at Sadie, will you? She's not, she's just a bit of a ting.
I wouldn't mind the help if you don't mind.
Remember that he has not seen Sadie wreck that thing.
Yeah, because I don't think he's actually seen me go completely nutso.
No, not yet.
No.
Not yet. Yet.
You were calmed down by time he got, back.
Yeah.
Is Valfreya hearing any of this?
Yeah, he can, he'll feed into your head. Caleb wants to come down there with you guys. I'm trying to keep him up here mainly because his sister seems to be better with him around. And also, I really do not want anything sneaking up behind you guys that we cannot punch our way out of.
Did you tell him that he's better off protecting Ellie with you?
Jokito looks at Ellie. Are you wanting to go with them or you want to stay up here? Caleb, without Valfreya here, I cannot really communicate with your sister and I cannot try to do what I'm doing with Lady Valfreya, with her as well. Your sister is not trying to go down there with them, so maybe you and her should stay together.
Let them know that we'll call you guys down as soon as it's safe, but we don't want them caught up in any traps.
And he says, you know, remember, Valfreya and I, we have the communication going on here that we don't want you two of all things to get caught up in any traps accidentally.
But we'll bring them back up when we know it's clear.
And if something needs smashed and that they cannot smash themselves, they will let us know. We will come a charging. That I can promise you, buddy. Right. He's okay with this.
How about a history lesson to keep them from worrying? We are on the world's best field trip, after all.
Jokira goes into a history lesson.
The world's best field trip is pretty good.
We got mom friend and dad friend over here, edumacating the wee ones.
Right. And over to the left.
Okay.
All right. So you guys make your way, well, the advance party, rather, makes their way down the corridor. And you don't really seem to run into too much of anything on the way down.
Well, that's good news.
There are scorch marks on the wall right about where the summons popped. But
I'm going to investigate those.
There we go. Let's inspect those. Pre-science?
An 18 perception.
Net perception.
42 prescience.
Jesus. Pre-science, so strong.
Lots of pre-science.
No science like the pre-science.
So much pre-science.
And a 27 learning to inspect where the summon poofed.
Summons.
Yeah, you notice where the scorch radiates from. Right at about the center, there was something embedded in the rock surface, basically, that was pretty well blended in, but now it's just kind of charred and cracked and useless, but it's a pretty common, or rather common for the times, let's call it an anti-magic ward.
Okay. Huh. So basically, any kind of, is it any kind of light construct that passes over there will get poofed, or any kind of person capable of channeling will get poofed?
Those ones are specifically for dealing with creations. Any sort of construct, any sort of... Basically, nothing organic really has to worry about it unless they're real close to where the poof is, because the scorch mark is from the rather violent release of the contained light that was used to make the summon.
Okay. Yeah. So these scorch marks are actually from Ariel and Angela. If you see the structure here on the ground, and she's relaying this to Jokiro at the same time, or doing her best to do that.
Oh, she's doing the mind thing? Okay.
Yeah, but she's speaking out loud at the same time. She's trying to speak and also think what she's speaking.
Okay.
She's attempting this. Jokiro's might get a little garbled, and she may have to repeat herself to him later, but she's attempting.
And by the roles Sylvia did, it's like Sylvia forgot her notepad to take notes
on. 21's not terrible. Like
21... in learning to see if they look familiar. I got a 10 in perception and a 16 in...
It's better than Akira. Yep, that's a thing.
that's a 10.
You know that Velfreya is exactly right on point. She knows what she's talking about. She's clearly done her homework, because everything that's coming out of her mouth is spot on.
Yeah.
Right.
You can support the thesis, basically.
Right. Support MVP.
If you see this structure here on the ground, this is primarily for creations. This was to prevent summons from being sent down into materials. Any organic being should be perfectly fine.
Since I'm actively channeling, do you want me to see if I can poke my staff at it to see if it's going to blow up again? Look at me asking for permission before I do something.
I would say don't poke it, just step across and see what happens. Don't touch the thing.
Yet.
Okay. He looks at Spear of Euron. He goes, do you want to try this first, or do you want me to go first, buddy?
Tink!
Did I not just...
I didn't do it!
Just walk. That's all you need to do, is just walk.
I just imagine Valfreya just going, oh my god, you children are the worst.
You're Jokiro in your mind laughing.
Which probably doesn't help. Dispersed.
It doesn't help Valfreya at all.
Valfreya just kind of looks at Calabras like, you see what I have to put up with.
My pencil.
I'm sorry that happens to you.
Alright, further on!
Here we go.
I will let Jokiro know that the way past the first checkpoint is clear, and also, everybody, if you could keep an eye out for those spots and make sure that we're not directly stepping on them, and that Akira, who is channeling, does not step directly on them. It should be fine, but I don't want to take any chances.
I will lift up Akira on my shoulders.
Ow. Ow. Ow.
Ow.
Ow.
Ow.
Ow. Ow.
Watch the stalactites, dear.
Watch the stalactites, dear.
Kalos is like, what stalactites? I don't see anything.
Ow.
Oh, hang on. Gotta step around this stalagmite.
Ow. Walking.
Try to see if we have any of these more light marks.
Yeah. Jesus.
Hold the phone.
Stop.
Stopping.
Stop. Aaron, stop.
Ow.
Why are we holding the phone?
It's out of the corner of your eye, but as you're proceeding down the corridor, you see a little gleam from the light Akira's staff is casting off, and there is a not crispy looking one of those little traps sticking out of the rocks. The only reason you noticed it is it looks like some of the camouflage applied to it chipped away.
Okay. Nice. Would I have to roll learning again, or does the same roll apply from before to know if it's still safe to cross while it hasn't been tripped?
You don't know whether or not it's safe at the moment.
Okay.
Because you can't be close enough to examine it to see if it is the exact same kind.
Okay, so we'll have to do...
We'll have to
do very on, friend!
I mean, a summon would be safer.
Okay. Give me a minute. Alright, so a carbuncle this time pops out of the light at the top of his staff. He goes, Ruby, friend, go touch the thing.
Everybody back up, please.
I'm from the moon.
Yeah, I'm
from the moon. And it like actively just jumps at it.
I shuffle back slightly.
I get ready to teleport at least one of them the fuck out of there.
You go,
Eeny, meeny, miny.
Nice.
Light source! Alright, so Ruby goes and touches the thing. That's just rolling.
Do.
Okay. You want me to do that again?
What does the trap look like now?
It didn't look like much of anything. There was barely like a firework pop when the thing exploded.
Hmm.
You're not sure that one was somebody's best work.
But does it look disarmed?
It looks cracked and blackened, yeah.
Okay, cool. I'm going to cast another one just to have with us to be on the safe side. Or fail. Never mind.
Nope.
Or a success with a twist.
Yeah, or success with a twist.
Ruby pops back up and begins gnawing at your ankle.
Aww.
that's great, Ruby. That nice to have you back. Go ahead.
It gives you that animal look of you go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I tap it with my staff to unsummon it. And this is why I don't like using Ruby that often. Oh, just too much feedback. Sorry. I'll try again in a little bit.
I doubt there's any friends here for Calabras to summon either.
There's no corpses. It ain't happening.
That's the fun part of creation.
If there ain't corpse, it ain't happening.
Well, I mean, we just go back into personnel and...
you guys finally make it to the end of the corridor. It doesn't look like there's too much else to worry about. That one trap seemed like it was it. Anything else you're seeing looks like it just kind of fizzled over time.
Hmm.
That makes sense. It has been here for centuries. It was bound to stop working eventually.
Yeah.
Not everything is artifact level workmanship.
That is fair.
And you find yourself standing before a very large stone door.
I will let Jokiro know that we have made it safely to the door and all traps we found were disarmed.
Jokiro and Sadie should probably have a look around to make sure that nothing is got around to them. As I actively call Rachel. Sadie, dear, they've made it through the door. But I want to make one more check around this room before we go down.
do realize I'm usually the worst person at noticing things, right?
I know, baby. Well, since Akira left, I'm not doing too great on my vision anyway, so... pushes up his glasses.
Well, here goes nothing.
That's a nine.
Right,
it's the eye of the mole.
That's exactly what you expect.
Well, we're going to make our way back down that end. Nothing's up here, as far as we can see. But so we are going to go ahead and make our way down there if you want us to, or else we'll stay up here. What do you think is the best course of action?
It might be best for us all to stick together.
All right. We're going to go ahead and go down there, babies.
Finally.
I know.
In the meantime, I am going to start taking a look at the door.
Do we need to inspect that last trap just for our own...
It was disarmed.
Just to know more about it, or if we need to know more?
I mean, we can absolutely...
You can just go right ahead and have a look at them if you want while Velfrey is examining the door, because even though while it's a big door, too many people looking at it at once... You're going to wind up, you know, button heads.
I figure since I'm up there with the light stick anyway, I might as well look at it.
what do I need? Prescience, perception.
Perception is to flat out look at things. Prescience, prescience is for getting like a feel for them.
Yeah, like a magical, like you're using your light sense to get a magical feel for if it's giving off any particular energy. Or...
No, not logic. Thank you, though. Thank you for the offer. 20 and a 7. It's a lot.
No, perception's a roll.
I did learn. I haven't done perception yet. Sorry.
I got a 24 in perception, a 14 in prescience, and a 10 in knowledge. Which...
Man, it just keeps getting better.
Well, I'm actually going to invoke my scholar perk and re-roll that learning roll with advantage 2. Which gives me a 28 on the door.
That's better.
That is much better.
Okay. So as far as the couple of remaining fizzled out traps are concerned, you can't really see too much cosmetically wrong with them. But as near as you can ascertain, having a good feel for it, more than likely what happened was they weren't closed off as properly as they probably should have been, kind of like a rush job kind of thing. And over time, the energy that was infused into them to become a trap fizzled back out and rejoined the network.
Okay.
Because anything that has an investiture of light in it is kind of going against the nature of the energy, because that energy does try to return back to the line network after it's been used. So anything that's holding it can only do so for so long, to the best of everyone's knowledge.
Okay.
That's why artifacts go south sometimes.
Okay, that's fair.
It's never a perfectly permanent position. So more than likely, basically, their batteries went dead.
And magical batteries went dead.
Yeah, their magical batteries went dead, and without those, they're not anything more than a hunk of crystal. As far as the door is concerned, the information that you got from the scout summons before was pretty much accurate. It, for all intents and purposes, is just it may as well be a wall in front of you. When you study it more closely, you can see little engraving patterns and everything on the door itself, but it's locked up and sealed up and bound up pretty tightly from what you can tell. This isn't, general store level security.
Yeah. Is there any particular... like place I can sense or discern where a key might have been used, or any sort of key-like artifact?
More than likely, there wasn't a key. Something like this probably had to have been opened by someone. And as far as that goes, it is more than likely, you didn't run into these too often in your own travels and your own work, but basically the door itself is a lock. It has a network running through it, and you basically have to either know the combination or fudge it real good.
Can it be opened from the inside?
Ooh.
It would probably require the same, if maybe a slightly less... what's the word I'm looking for?
Complex?
Complex.
Yeah.
Form, because obviously if someone is already in that area, they're more than likely should have already been in there or been allowed in there. So they're not going to execute the same level of security outgoing as ingoing.
Is there anywhere around there that a small thing of light could get in?
It's not perfectly seamless, but we're talking you need something microscopic.
Damn.
Hey, Remy. You wouldn't happen to know the access sequence for this door, would you?
No? Okay.
He's thinking.
Ah.
Josh, not everything. Video bits on an audio podcast.
Well, the GM might also be thinking.
Well, I also had to hit the things I needed to hit.
Oh.
Ah. But one of them wasn't the door, was it?
Not yet.
Yet.
I was not stationed in this location. My knowledge of its security protocols is unavailable.
Would you be able to figure them out?
Given time.
Which would be faster, having you figure them out or having you bypass this security by more of a physical mean?
There would probably be enormous feedback from...
That's why I'm asking him if he would figure which one would be easier or which one he would prefer. Because believe it or not, I can help out either way.
Much as I am loath to admit it, given the time constraint we are already under, physical may be our best regard.
All right, so he looks around. Which of you wants to hit the door really hard?
Fragu
picks out.
Fragu's like, what? Hit? What?
Belfreya holds out her hand to Ellie. Ellie, dear, we should stand back a little bit and let the boys get their hands dirty.
Chokito goes, it's going to get dark and you guys are going to get real strong. And drops the light and casts Bolster at level 6 on both Fragul and Calabras.
And Caleb. How and much Caleb and Remy.
I can only do it. I can only sustain it twice.
Okay.
How much advantage is it?
As advantage too. But I can cast it. I get it instantly. So I could just do it over and over and over again. But I can only, I have superior concentration. One. So
smash that door number of times.
Holy
68!
That is a 68, ladies and gentlemen. A 68 on a mic.
39 as well.
And 39 from Calabras, yeah.
Yeah, so 39, let's not shake a stick at.
Compared to Frank Goo, you might as well be shaking a stick at it.
I want to see what Remy and Caleb get as well.
All right, so let's go alternate universe and say I cast Bolster.
Oh, Jesus!
Rachel and Caleb.
I'm 34 to 70. What the heck is happening?
Said that's advantage too?
Yes. Let's play this game. Let's alternate universe this. Either way, this door is dying like fuck.
We know how tough the door is either. It might need every single one of you to get it down, is the thing.
True. Is this thing dying? Like, is this door down with a 39 for Calabres, 68 for Fragola, 34 from Sadie, and a 51 from Caleb?
And Remy. Remy hasn't gone.
Oh, yeah.
Remy
and
hasn't gone yet.
And the Spear of Irion hasn't gone either.
He's agility-based, so his won't work as well. So he's
like, is just like, I'm going to be back here.
The Spear of Irion is like a crack appears, and then he drives the spear into it.
Yeah. All right, so he's like, all right, so might on Remy and agility on the Spear of Irion. Akira looks very tired. Well, you can't see it because it's pitch black down here, but nevertheless.
Oh my god, what the hell?
And this is why I love Boon Focus.
This is also why I love Open Legend.
Because for free, I can cast it on two people at level 6. when I take Boon Mastery, I could cast it on all of you for free.
Nice.
There is a pretty audible, shall we say, rumbling and tremor through the area, and bits of rock start to fall from the ceiling above you guys.
I hunker over Ellie so that her head is protected.
I didn't think about that either. I didn't think about going OP.
I can't do movement with influence, which is what I thought I could do.
And when the dust clears, the door is basically in pieces on the ground, behind it, in the front of it.
Alfreya looks like she wants to cry seeing this.
Sylvia is so happy. Jumping up and down.
Oh my gosh. By the stars, you guys.
Whew. You know what? She's going to find a piece of that door. And pick it up.
You guys hit things pretty good.
Junkie Douglas, told you, baby.
So do you.
Yeah. The mighty Frank Gore.
Go, Frank Gore.
The mighty Frank Gore has busted the door open.
We're not going to get shook by that door again.
Yeah.
All right. Let's try this. He flings a staff around and flicks it to the side. There, it's not much. It's a five foot light this time. But hey,
we got some light.
We tried tempering it down. I was like, all right, so I don't want to blast everybody's eyes again.
Right. And Caleb starts grabbing chunks of the rubble and just tossing it out of the way, stacking it up over on the side.
Now
I can actually get through.
I'm gonna find a piece that's small, that still has like pretty engravings, and stick it in my pocket. one of my pockets, rather, because I have a lot of them.
Sadie's just helping move stuff.
Sarah 29, what the heck?
And that's without the advantage, by the way.
Without the advantage! Would it be, Helvet Friar, would it be any use to inspect the door now, or save that for later?
There's the door. There's the door. There's the door. There's the door.
Not much left.
There's a door. There and a door. There and a door. There
and
a door.
And she looks really sad about this.
I know. You're like, oh.
So does Jokido, by the way.
Well, just to see if it's made up of anything, or if we just need to be careful of anything.
Well, she scoops up the piece. Well, another piece. Well, my guess would be some kind of transmuted stone. Is she correct? With a knowledge roll of 36.
He's correct. Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, this thing was fortified to all hell and back.
Not anymore.
Well, yeah, not anymore. But let's be fair. That is a grand total of 100, 200.
Yeah, because when you're assisting, the rolls stack.
Right. 43? I also know what the door is, apparently.
Jeez.
I don't know why I asked.
It's rubble.
What the door was.
Was fortified. Do I get any...
I do not know what the door is.
Do I get any additional information on the door, or is it just literally rubbish at this point?
That door was probably the work of, or more likely, one of the disciples of the enlightened Delicanus.
I relay that information straight to Malfreya.
Someone's going to be mad at us.
The enlightened of creation, who would have been who Remy's maker? She kind of puts in a question inflection, yeah. Was fighting. Because, Remy, were you made by Gar's people?
Correct.
Yes. So Delcanus would have been Gar's rival in the Garrick Wars. Their two kingdoms are what we moved through the ruins of earlier.
Okay.
So real great swell people.
So yeah, like pretty good people then.
They're
so
they very sarcastic bad people. They just leveled their own kingdoms, nothing major.
And were just misunderstood.
So I think we will explore inside of this room next time, you guys.
So excited. We're not going to have so much high rolls next time, though.
We destroyed the fuck out of that door.
Thank God.
So sad.
Oh, man, you guys. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. Remember that you can listen to it. You can chat with us live by going over to geek-io.net/Discord. You can support this stream and everything that we do on the Geek.io Network by heading over to patreon.com/geek.io, where there you'll get patron exclusives like several Discord chat rooms where you can influence the shows that you love to listen to here on the Geek.io Network and so much more. Mm. If you want to email the show, you can do so. Show at geek-io.net. Make sure you put Manipul in the subject line. For all of us here, to you, we will see you guys next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Fuck that door.
Fuck that door. Fuck that sentient door.
Hi, my name is Water Buffalo, and I hope you've enjoyed this Geek.io Media Network production. Copyright 2018. You see how that works?